well, well, when you quit giggling, then we'll come back to order. Members in attendance this morning are Senator Ray, Senator DeVries, Senator Ruben Chair. We have with us this morning Mr. Gross and Susan Burke. Hope your cold is better today. Hope you're feeling better. Not much. Good, get off those cigarettes. We're going to take up, we do have in front of us this morning the final, hopefully, we've been saying this is the final draft of the ATOC bill in front of us. Mr. Gross.
Well, I think...
I'm sure you've got a few hundred thousand words to say.
Actually, I have almost none. I think this is, as I've indicated in my letter to you, Mr. Chairman, the result of basically a year's work. We're, for what it's worth, we're on schedule. We indicated we're trying to have a bill that you could pass out of committee within the first month of the session, right on that line.
And, the money's run out.
Well, whatever. It's in court. The draft you have in front of Susan's been working on for the last couple of days. It incorporates all the changes which have been made by the committee over the last year, and particularly over the last few committee hearings.
What was the reason, sir, on Section 10 for listing all the Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission right on down the line?
Would you give me a copy of the bill?
What page are you on?
What page?
Thank you.
Well, it's on page, starts off, I think, on page 46. Let the record show that Senator Fisher and Senator Kelly are in attendance.
Mr. Chairman, this...
Why do we have to list everything?
I'm not sure. Mr. Bradley at Legislative Affairs, who has been working on the technical side of the draft, there needed to be an amendment to that section in order to change the reference to the Alaska Public Offices Commission on page 46. Line 26 and 27 to AS 1514. It's now AS 1513. It's simply a technical amendment, and I'm not certain why he chose to list out all of the boards and commissions.
This seems off. Funny, but it would be easier to amend.
No, it's
or perhaps
it's
it is
proper.
It's one of their drafting conventions.
Right. Well, after many moons. What's with that finding of Muskeg? Is that a medical bill?
Yes, that we'll be hearing it Wednesday next week.
Wednesday, okay. The bill that we passed on the our committee on the annulment of the regulations, I violated the 5-day rule inadvertently. I don't know what else to say about it. It just slipped through the cracks, so we pulled it back. We'll be hearing it Wednesday and pass that out also in the proper time frame and so on. Anyone wish to say anything at this time? I can't believe it. Committee's pleasure.
I'll go ahead and move out. Committee substitute presented Bill 356 with individual recommendations.
Have we adopted this yet? Did we adopt the committee substitute yet? It has been adopted. Is there any objections? I can't believe this, but in fact, I think I'm in shock. I do want to thank both of you so much for your work and your... you didn't get some of the things through that you wanted, which I thought were very good, frankly, taking the limit off and so on. But nevertheless, we are. You sure no one wants to say anything? So ordered.
Did you want to hear it? I'm very tempted not to.
Is there anything further to come before the committee?
I'll just reiterate what we said to Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much for the opportunity to work with you, and it's been tough, but it's been a pleasure. It really has.
Thank you, Ms. Burke. I know you can't talk, but. Anything further to come before the committee? Thank you very much.
I mean to tell you something.
We are adjourned.
It's your last chance.